Hello, I can't tell you how excited I am about being with you in your home tonight on this holy night when Christians around the world remember the incredible love that Jesus has for us. I pray this will be an Emmanuel moment for you in your home, that you will know God is with you and is there to help. I want to talk for a little while tonight about hope in the storm. I wonder how you're feeling. If you're like my family and friends, there's a certain amount of worry and anxiety that go on in your life. And in this storm situation in Acts 27, perhaps you could have a Bible and turn to it. In Acts 27 and verse 14, it says, "Before very long, a wind of hurricane force called a northeaster swept down from the island. The ship was caught by the storm and could not head into the wind, so we gave way to it and were driven along." The background to this storm was Paul, for 2 years, had had a lot of trouble. He had spoken in Jerusalem and a riot had broken out. 40 people, assassins, vowed to kill him and to destroy him. He was put in prison without trial. And then eventually he was told he must go to Rome and stand before Caesar. And it was on this ship, bound for Rome, that he had this extraordinary experience of being shipwrecked. It says in verse 7 that they made slow headway. There was this hurricane force. Those hurricane forces, that meant there could be 50 feet high waves and an 80 mile an hour wind. It was extraordinary. And our world right now, and perhaps you, are being battered by COVID-19. It's an extraordinarily painful time. And I have three simple questions for us to ask about this storm. Number one, what can I do in the storm? What can I do without in the storm? And where is my hope? So let's think about that. What can I do is a powerful question. Many of us, when we're in crises or problems, we have another question. We say, why is this happening? I want to say that rarely gives any meaningful, helpful answers. Usually it doesn't. But the question is, what can I do, is a very powerful question. It's a provocative question. Let me put it in even longer. Let me say this. What is the best thing I can do right now? Let me say, I think it's to sleep more, relax more, unplug. You're never probably going to have this time again. In Acts 27 and verse 16 and 17, it says, "We were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure, so the men hoisted it aboard. Then they passed ropes under the ship itself to hold it together, because they were afraid they would run into sandbanks. They lowered the sea anchor and the ship was driven along." The thing what they did actually is they slowed down. And I think one of the best things we can do in times of crises, in times where there's a storm, is to slow down. Let me make some other suggestions. Get into a life group. If you're not in a life group, join a small group. You can do that on our website. Pray for people. Give help or ask for help. Let me say, reach out to perhaps 3 people every day. Contact them. And the most importantly, shelter at home. You know, I know that's inconvenient and it's quite a struggle, but do you know what? All the experts say by staying at home, you're saving lives. The second thing I want to talk about is, what can I do without? In Acts 27 and verse 18 and 19, it says, "We took such a violent battering from the storm, the next day they began to throw the cargo overboard. And on the third day, they threw the ship's tackle overboard with their own hands." You see, they were lightening the load. Let me say right now, there's a lot of pressure on everybody. And I would say to you, do everything you can to lighten the load. Take the pressure off. Choose what matters most. You know, some of us, we're going to have to give up some stuff to go on. My wife and I have thought about, are there some subscriptions we can cancel? It's a very practical thing, but we want to be able to give to others if they're in need. And so maybe a good idea is to cancel some subscriptions. Maybe eat more simply. That would be healthier for us anyway. Maybe we delay or postpone some projects. The third thing I want to say is, where is my hope? In verse 20 it says, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. I do like what Dr. Luke, the writer, says here. He didn't say when those wicked Romans and pagans, when they gave up hope. He said when we give up hope. He himself was in a dreadful time, as was Paul. They thought they maybe wouldn't survive. You see, they had lost their means of navigation. They were disoriented. Remember when it said the moon and the stars couldn't be seen for many days? That was how ancient mariners would chart their way around the world. They didn't have GPS and they didn't have that. They had to look at the sun and the moon. They had no way of navigating. I wonder if you feel disorientated right now. You've lost your bearing. Let me say, no one knows where this is heading. If they're telling you they do, they've lied. Because nobody knows what awaits us. Are you missing seeing your LCF friends? Are you missing seeing your family and grandchildren or friends? I'm sure you are. You know, while even just getting this, I just got a text from Pastor Mike to say his dad had been taken by ambulance into hospital because with health complications. And we're all praying for him. But all of us have these difficulties. You see, what do you do when the normal point of reference is gone? You see, Paul has a different orientation, a way of orientating himself. He has a different way of navigating. He finds hope in despair. He found it in God's word. So where is God? Let me say this. He's at the wedding and the funeral. God is there in our good days and our bad days, because he is the God of Good Friday and the God of Easter Sunday. He's the God of the spectacular and he's the God of the ordinary. He's the God of the hills and the valleys. He's a God in the midst of our laughter and in the midst of our tears. He's the God when the market is up and when the market is down. He's the God in the light and is the God in the dark. Let me give you three verses from Psalms. I would encourage you to get these on your phone, print them off, put them on your fridge, by your bedside. Let me read this. Psalm 42. My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. I walked among the crowds of worshippers leading a great procession to the house of God. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 39 says, we were merely moving shadows and all our busy rushing ends in nothing. And so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you. Psalm 62 says, let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my God is in him. He alone is my hope is in him. He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress, where I will not be shaken. You see, my hope is not tied to my condition or my circumstance. Paul says, when you have taken it's interesting, in verse 21, he says to all these mariners on this boat that's being battered around, he says, you should have taken my advice. He couldn't resist saying, I told you so. But then he goes on to say this in verse 22. But now I urge you, keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of God, to whom I belong and whom I serve, stood beside me. Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we will run aground on some island. You know, as I read that text, there are five words that are very discouraging. It says this, the ship will be destroyed. What discouraging message that is. But the word just before it says this, only the ship will be destroyed. I want to say this, it's that lovely hymn we often sing, don't we? My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I wholly lean on Jesus' name. You know, in verse 33 of this text, and I'm just coming to an end now, but in verse 33, Paul says something very important. To those of you that think this is a big spiritual battle, you know, this virus is a big spiritual battle. And let me say, there are some weird and unhelpful things that are on social media and on the internet about this. But for some of you that think this is just a spiritual battle, let me tell you, it's a physical battle as well. And it's also a psychological battle. And Paul says something very basic here. He says, I want you to eat. He didn't say, I want you to pray. I want you to fast. I want you to lament. He said, I want you to eat. And I think some very important things. Eating is really important. Sleeping is really important. Exercise. Every Monday, every morning at 9 o'clock, I'm there in front of the TV with Joe Wicks. I hope you're joining me, doing a bit of exercise. That's got to be good. Let me say, take care of yourself. Be kind to yourself and those you're with. Listen, in verse 35, it says, and after he said this, Paul took bread, gave thanks to God in front of all his fellow mariners. And then he broke it and began to eat. And listen, they were all encouraged and ate some food for themselves. You see, they continued a normal, healthy routine in the midst of the storm. Listen, how you and I act and react to this storm is contagious. Did you know panic is contagious? But hope is contagious as well. Hope helps discouraged people. The greatest gift you can give to your grandchildren, your children, your family, your friends, your life group is hope. Let me say this. Be careful what you post on social media. We don't need any more bad news. We need to encourage one another. Thomas Obadiah Chrisom was born in the mid-1800s. At a very early stage, he struggled with a debilitating health concerns. His impaired health affected him, and almost nothing he did was successful because of how he was gripped with really illness. But he was also a poet, and he was also a Christian. And Thomas wrote these words, great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. You know, on this night, above all nights, we know we have a God who loved us, who gave himself for us, who said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And I pray that you will take these three simple things, maybe think about them, pray about them, but just know that God is with us and he will see us through because he's a faithful God and a faithful friend. God bless you. God bless your home. Be at peace in Jesus' name.